Steve Cunningham. What can you tell us about funding?
He gets his chance today, I suppose. I'd expect Claim would help him, and I'd expect Barry One to help him, so I'm happy with him going into the race.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
He's going home the better funding, and he's got off the deck, Lewis German, literally, and won with funding.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do. We do. It's been a good little patch for the early mail. The spreadsheet's looking solid after the last week or so of play, Cheryl. Don't look at me like that. It does.
I'm impressed. No, it's impressed. Not surprised.
You should be.
Yeah, you should be very surprised. You can be impressed, but also surprised. That's what you probably should be. But hopefully we can find some winners today. It's Blue Sapphire Day as part of the Caulfield Carnival, and we're very, very excited about what might be happening today because we've got some heavy hitters coming, Whitey. But first, before we get to our trainers, we need to find out how the track is going to play. It was beautiful on Saturday, the track. Surely we can back that up today.
Well, there's been a bit of rain. In my gauge at home, nearly 8 mils, which is very good for the garden. Would have liked at least 12, but I'll take 8. Greg Groves is looking after things for us this morning down at Caulfield. Greg, how much rain have you had in the last 24 hours?
We've had 6 mil overnight, or it started raining at about 5 o'clock last night and finished about 11 o'clock.
Were you happy with that amount? Is that kind of what you were expecting?
That was pretty good, actually, yeah. We applied 10 mil of irrigation during the day yesterday, so we didn't mind the top-up. So it's coming in as a good 4 this morning with a going stick of 10.3.
Okay, so that's pretty much exactly where you want it.
Just about, and I was just looking at what the track was like on Saturday with our soil moisture readings and what have you. It was nearly the same, so hopefully it'll be as good as on Saturday.
Okay, so obviously you raced there on Saturday. Has there been much sort of wear and tear to the track, or you're pretty comfortable with where it's looking for today?
There has been some wear and tear, and we have left the rail in the same position as it was on Saturday, in the tree position. So there is some scuff marks and a little bit of repairing that we've had to carry out between then and now. And I think the horses may, or the riders may, want to get off the fence at some stage.
Okay, no worries at all. Well, Greg, good luck this afternoon, and pass on our best to Jason, and we'll see how we go.
Thank you very much.
Greg Groves, who's looking after things with Jason Kerr down at
sounds pretty good to me.
Caulfield, absolutely. So, about 6 mils of rain overnight. That's not too bad. Kieran Maher has a couple of runners in at Caulfield today. He starts things off with race 2 with number 13, Yulong Meteor. Welcome, Kieran. And what can you tell us about Yulong Meteor?
Thank you. Yulong Meteor's scratched, so I just scratched her before. She galloped this morning, and she'll run in the Ethereal Saturday.
Okay. Well, can you tell us about what you'll think about Saturday? Give us a bit of an early look at things.
Yeah, she's probably the favourite as the horse that beat her last start of Mitch Newman, Mark Newman, that... won the Oaks trial. She got back from a wide gate, made a long run. Probably just peaked a little on her fitness that day when she ran second. The 2000 would be perfect on a home track. And, she goes from the 18 to the 2000. So against her own sex, it was just I thought it was a nicer race than today. She might get a bit of black type as well.
All right, so that's looking ahead to Saturday. You still have got another runner today, which is race 4, number 6, El Galayel from gate 7. I don't think I've pronounced that correctly, but I had a go. It looks like it will be running favourite in race 4.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did too bad a job of it. he's in great order, that horse. Can't fault him. He had a little trial in between runs, likes his run space. He was bright as a button this morning on the track, just had a little trotting canter. Damien, from where he sits in the small field, it's only 9, he'll probably be in the second half, and he usually likes to roll around the outside. So a bit of rain around this morning and last night would be ideal for him, just get a bit of cut in the track. And, he should run right up to his form.
All right, you sound pretty confident, Kieran.
Yeah, no, he's in good order. I can't fault him. So he's a lovely horse, just getting through his grade.
No, that sounds good for us. So good luck today, Kieran, and again on Saturday as well.
Cheers. Thank you.
Kieran Maher, Al Galliel, his best today, his only one today, because Yulong Meteor has been pushed back to Saturday, and the push for Saturday's performance was pretty strong too, so I'll be keeping an eye out on that. If you're getting involved on Caulfield Cup Day, Mick Price has got a big day today. He's one of our favourites on the Breakfast Club. He's back again for Blue Sapphire Day. Mick, good morning.
Morning, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. Nice to have you on board. Now, you've got a good hand today, I reckon, Mick. I'm keen to talk to you. Race 3, number 3, kicks it off for us over the 1,400 heptagon. Now, went to Adelaide last time out at a win two starts back. What are we thinking today?
Look, he's going well. The rail's true, so horses should be able to finish off. He'll be finishing hard. He'll get a nice D Oliver ride where he'll be finishing. 50 stars will be the one to beat, no doubt. The thing of wearies, but... I think he could have something on him today. He's going really well and he's nice and fresh and he'll be hitting the line.
It's a good start for the stable, I reckon. Race 3, number 3, but watch out for number 7, 50 stars, it says Mick. Oregon's Day, I'm keen to talk to you about. Come back for the Rupert Clark last time out. Only 2.5 lengths off the Group 1 win there at Caulfield last time out. Back to the Group 3 today. The 1,600 metres is the jump in trip. Are we happy with Oregon's Day?
No, I reckon she's going fantastic. Her run on the Mimsy was good. Her run on the Rupert Clark was good. So I haven't won a race with her for a while, even though she's been chipping away in stakes racing and earning good prize money and, improving her status as a broodmare, all that sort of stuff. Wouldn't mind winning one with her for a change. So I thought we'd go back to the Group 3, mare's race. I see Iron the Star is probably going to do the same thing as us, as in... run here, then front up on Derby Day in the Mire, which is what we're doing also. But I think if we get a good ride from Ollie, she's going to be a ripper chance today.
Right, yeah. Race 6, number 2, Oregon's Day. Ripper chance in race 7 as well. I reckon Pedrina's back first up. Loves first up activity. You've also got Bassett in the race, numbers 2 and 4. Now, Bassett spent some time in Queensland through the winter. What can you tell us about these two runners today first up, mate?
Bassett's not a big horse, and... he struggles to win. He races against some pretty good horses most of the time, but he's not. By the same token, he's not one of those horses that's going to get around and carry 61. I have to run him in some nice races. So he's probably the trifecta king, Bassett. But Pedrina would be the best chance there, especially for the start. And whatever his form was last time, I think she's made a little bit of improvement. Maybe only a length or two, but. For the first time, she started to carry weight and muscle, and she looks really well at the moment. So I think she'll have a really good prep, and I would say her and Oregon's Day are my best chances for the day.
Righto, that is good feedback. Just before I let you go, race 8, number 7, Netherfield, sort of a mid-range sort of horse it looks like at the moment.
Forget last start. There was a bit of an upset speed race, and he just couldn't tack on, but... I think from barrier one, if he gets a crack at him, he'll run really well. So there's a few stable followers out there, which can be good and can be bad, but I think today's the day to follow them.
Sounds like a good day for the stable, and we appreciate your time. You've given us your best. Before we let you go, Mighty Boss in the Cup on Saturday, we happy?
Oh, mate, he's going to be 101 again. He doesn't win unless
he's 101. He wins when 101, that's right.
So if you like 101 chances, have a couple of bucks on him.
Sounds like a deal. Good on you, Mick. Have a great day today.
Right, mate. See ya.
Good stuff. Mick Price with us for the big day today at Caulfield.
There's some very good questions there from you. Detailed questions.
I've been doing some homework.
It's almost Saturday morning type activity.
Not quite. But what about this? Pedrina, right? One of his best today. He's given us two, and I'm happy to take them both, just by the way, because he tells it like it is, Mick. He doesn't fluff around. Pedrina, $10. In the fixed market at tab.com.au at the moment. And the other one, Oregon's Day, is $3.50. So we're taking a piece of those, all of them. We're spending an extra dollar today. And we'll see what George can do to back things up for us, because it's Wednesday, and we know what happens on Wednesday. George gets involved. Morning, George.
Good morning, gentlemen. George is involved, but I'm going to do something different today.
What are you going to do, George?
With an outlay of $8, I'm going to try and get you the Quadrilla for 100%.
This is aggressive, George.
Very aggressive today, but it's looking very, very good.
Righto, talk us through it. What do you got?
All right. First leg, one only.
Righto, one.
Second leg, one and two.
One and two. All right, Mr. Darren, Oregon's Day. Righto.
Third leg, 3 and 5.
3 and 5, Trekking and Schnitzcraft. You haven't even got Pedrina in there, George.
No, I haven't. That'll be next time. And the lucky last, 3 and 10.
3 and 10.
Right. Outlay of $8 will get you 100%, and that should give you enough money to put it all on Night Watch at the Caulfield Cup.
Right, not only is he investing today, he's got future plans for the winnings, which is what I love about you, George.
You're sounding very confident today, George.
Well, I'm always confident, but those international horses come up here and they spoil my game.
Well, at least you know that. You can now you've got that sort of background, you can chuck them into your inclusions and your
Well, I can, now, but I don't know anything about them, and it's not fair.
If you get the quaddie today for $8, we're going to be fair, George. Good luck to you, fella.
Okay, you enjoy the day.
We will do. Absolutely. Bye. George, our specialist, midweek and Saturday punter. $8 quaddie, I'm going to put it on. although I'm concerned about the Pedrina situation in race 7.
Just add Pedrina in there.
Well, that's not $8 anymore. That's now officially $12.
George is
going. I think I made of money.
He goes all ups. He's going quaddies.
He's getting ahead of himself, George. News time. Johnny Bowden with the latest. After that, Lisa Alexander, coach of the Diamonds, will join us ahead of the last Constellation Cup encounter this week against the Kiwis.